Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I have an episode for you today that is a voice note from the past that I am sharing because it is around getting support for ourselves in whatever it is that we're going through and how important support really is. Whether it be in our business, our family life, our own personal development, having support, especially when we're going through times of life change or something that we are struggling with, is incredibly important because we are not the masters of everything. So this life experience has a lot of different things to teach us. And while we may be a master in our craft in one area, we are not in other areas. And so allowing ourselves to support ourselves by hiring someone or by asking for help, getting advice from those who are more masterful in whatever area you're looking to have more guidance in, is the easeful way, the abundant way to live your life. You don't have to struggle through. You don't have to Google the crap out of everything. You don't have to ChatGPT everything, right? You can actually go to someone and have them explain whatever it is to you and pay them for that service. And I want you, as you're listening to this, to think back on a time where you have ever said, and I'm going to say this cheekily, man, I really wish I hadn't spent money on supporting myself. That's probably never happened, right? But think of all the times that you've done things that you know if you had hired someone to support you, you would have struggled a lot less. You would have spent a lot less of your energy and your time. And it would have been a lot more streamlined, whatever it is. I am encouraging you in this episode to look at supporting yourself as the easeful way of doing life, as the abundant way of doing life. And it's not just easeful for you to essentially outsource part of the struggle, part of the making it happen. But when we are calling on other people for their expertise and we are sharing our energetic, abundant tool of money with them, that spreads the abundance. And it makes it more pleasant for everyone involved. So as you listen to this episode, think of ways, even currently, that maybe you could choose the easeful route, you could choose the more abundance as the fullness of life with less struggle, and see if you are being called to hire some support in whatever area of life may be needing some support. There won't be anything after this episode because this intention that you're setting to listen to it with these ears is the meat and potatoes, as I like to say. And I hope that you enjoy this episode. So I had something happen today that I didn't actually know could happen during a separation or a divorce. So I'm going to share it with you because it's all about figuring things out on your journey when you have conflict or things that you weren't expecting and really learning how it all works. I today got quote unquote rejected from a divorce lawyer, and there aren't that many where I am currently, and my husband has already employed one of them. And then this other one I'm pursuing is seemingly not the best communicators. So seemingly not super professional. So that makes me a little worried. And it makes me feel like I need to go back to the drawing board on figuring out who I need. And I think the thing for me was a little bit of a, I don't want to keep using the word shock, because I think at some point it makes it seem a little less shocking. But to have been turned down by a lawyer was just really weird for me. But again, it's the meaning that we choose to take from that, right? And so I don't have to make meaning of that any more than what it is, and I can just let it go and I can move on. But it did definitely stop me in my day and make me realize that I might have to redo my plan here a little bit. And I could have let it impact my feelings a little bit more than that, but thankfully I didn't. So there's that. And then the other thing I wanted to say was, again, I really had no idea, and I still don't really, to an extent, know the process here. I am learning, obviously, as I go. And honestly, I'm looking at this as a business owner too, with my being an entrepreneur. When we get to a point where we are really allowing in support for our business, we are quick to say, this is not my wheelhouse, and I am okay with finding someone who this is in their wheelhouse and they enjoy doing this. And I'm just going to do the things and concentrate on the things that I'm really good at. For me, this has been a little bit of that. Yeah, it costs money to hire a lawyer and to get divorced and to get separated, but this is not my wheelhouse. And if I can allow somebody else to come in and help me with this and help me move through this process, that's what I want to do, right? If I can align with my inner being on this and be authentic to myself, that's the way I want to get out of this. That's the happiness that I want to get out of this. I don't want it to be something that tears the relationship that I used to have with my spouse up. I would much rather somebody else handle that. Right now, for me, what I'm feeling is like, I would much rather pay somebody else to deal with somebody else's lawyer, or even that person, my spouse, if he doesn't choose to get a lawyer, than me do it. Because if I'm doing it, it's just going to pull me in to the problem, where I want to be in the solution. I want to be in the ease and the flow. And so it goes back to value, right? What do you truly value? Do you value having someone to go in between and help you out in this process, to know that you're being taken care of by a professional who is going to help you get what you need and also allow you not to have the bad blood experiences that you could have if you're doing this yourself, or mess it up somehow in the court system or prolong it or whatever? What is the value that they're offering? And then what is the value of the tool of money? Money is a renewable resource, right? You can always make more money. When you are going through a divorce or a separation, you're probably not going to go through this again, most likely, hopefully ever again, but specifically with this spouse. To me, whatever amount of money that's going to allow this process to be smoother is what I'm choosing, because that's value. That's what I'm going to remember 10 years from now. I'm going to remember how we ended things. I'm not going to remember the amount of money that it cost. And so for me, the value of hiring somebody to help me with this process is such a good idea. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.